So where's the payoff in doing all this hard work, going into all your pain and your trauma and your darkness? Is there a payoff? Yeah, there is. I think the difficulty up front is we just don't feel okay. And we masked feeling not okay for so long, and then we come to the realization that this isn't the life we want to be living, right? So we start to take a look at that, but we don't know exactly where to look. We don't know who to look at. We don't know what to do, where to go, how to exactly go about it. We just know that overwhelmingly, we do not feel okay within our own bodies, and there's no escape from it. You know, this temporary relief, we could do things that will shut our minds down, shut our body tremors down, shut our anxiety down. But in the end, it's just not really getting to the cause of it, the root of it. And it's in layers, right? So we spent so many years living a false self, a false life, and burying injustice or pain or betrayals or whatever the individual case is for yourself. And we buried so much over such a long period of time that it was just layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, to the point where we can't really see what the origin of the pain is. And a lot of us can't handle seeing that root cause at once because we're not equipped to. So we do this in layers. We take what's irritating us most on top and start to look at that. And slowly we process that. We become okay with it with a level of acceptance, and we start to own it. And then there's a good feeling for a little while. And then the next layer arises, and the next, and the next, and the next. And at some point you're thinking, when does it all stop? How many more layers do I have to go through before I feel okay? And nobody has an answer. Nobody knows how many layers. Nobody knows how long this takes. What we do know is if you don't do the work and you don't unpeel these layers, you're never going to find out. I worked on myself on and off for forever, it feels like. I've always was writing. I mean, I always kept everything to myself and kept it hidden. And the way I used to write was very cryptic. I didn't want anybody to find it and read it and to be able to look inside my soul. You know, I was always guarded. I didn't want to be unguarded. And, you know, the way I wrote, you would have to be like a forensic detective to kind of get to the bottom of what it was at. And, you know, part of it was that I didn't really know what it was at. And, you know, you just keep working and you're peeling away those layers. And, you know, it's that self-care, and you go in for a little while and you work on it, and then you're going to need a break. You know, you can't be doing this work 24/7. You know, the turning point for me was, it'll be 2 years ago this August. So what are we in? I don't even know what year it is anymore with this pandemic. Who the hell knows? So it was, I guess it was August 2018, and you know, I felt myself trapped and backed into a corner where I couldn't deny my reality anymore. You know, I had skated around it for so long, and I got myself into a situation where I really didn't have a choice but to confront it. And it was the underlying issue underneath all of those other layers that I could never see. I wouldn't allow myself to see it or feel it. It was buried so far away. And that day changed everything for me. So raw, vulnerable, helpless, and exposed. You see, I couldn't lie to myself anymore. I had a mirror held up in front of me, and I had to just see what was reflecting back at me, something that I did not want to see, that I did not want to own, that I did not want to admit, that I did not want to feel and experience. And I was in a 4-hour age regression memory where I relived probably the most painful experience of my life. Feeling it, living it, re-experiencing it, sitting with it, crying with it, talking myself through it, being the parent that I needed to be for myself, was tremendously healing. But not at that moment. That moment was extremely difficult, and the moments and the months afterwards were extremely painful. You know, you have choices at that point. You know, you can choose to check out. You can choose to use an excuse to go down a dangerous path. Or you can choose to somehow reconcile and be okay and own it and move on. You know, it's coming on, I guess, a little over a year and a half. And when you know where to look and you know what to work on, this process goes a lot quicker. Unfortunately, there are no shortcuts. If I didn't peel away the other, I'm making a number up, but those other 876 layers that came before that day in August, I would have never gotten there. The answers sometimes aren't going to show up. You have to go looking for them. You have to start living outside of your box and being challenged and walking into uncomfortable places and start feeling what you needed to feel. And, you know, you think back to, if this was taught to me at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14, 18, whatever age, if somebody started to explain that this is a real process and this leads to healing and we don't have to do it in secret, it would just make it so much easier, so much quicker. We wouldn't have to hide in shame. My son came to me the other day with a problem that he was having, and he usually is not that emotional. And he had a light bulb moment. He had this breakthrough moment, and he's 14, and he had always felt bad about himself around certain people. And I don't know if he tried to put his finger on it or not, but this day something came to a head, and he had realized that he just didn't feel good enough to some people in his life. And, you know, I'm at middle age and I'm just starting to figure that stuff out. And this kid got it when he was 14, and I felt real happy for him. I felt a little envious because I wish I had had that strength that he had had at that age, to realize that it wasn't about him, that it was about somebody else. The gifts of going through all that we go through, the gifts of unpeeling those layers, is we become lighter emotionally. I lived in constant fear even through my adult life. I was always on guard. I didn't know I was, because that was just normal for me forever. And as I've done this work and I've uncovered things that I didn't know existed, I'm lighter because I am not fearful of my own body. I am not fearful of my own thoughts. I am not fearful of my own existence. I have space within me to process. And the only way that could happen is I had to rid myself of so much fear and so much panic that just consumed me forever. And I didn't know it was there. People would always tell me, you can't sit still. You're so hard on yourself. You're always on guard. You're always protective. I didn't think I was any of that. That was my blind spot. Think of this as a long-term process. I wanted it done yesterday. I wanted the magic pill. I wanted to read something, to listen to something, for somebody to tell me something that was going to make it all click. There is no key that goes into a cylinder and you turn it and you unlock freedom. It's more like a combination lock. You got to go to figure out what the one number is. Then you got to go back in the other direction and find the other number and keep going back and forth until you unlock the combination of your life. The joys that I find in the simple things nowadays surprise me. The lack of panic. The space that I have within, although frightening at the beginning, how do I fill this space? I can't have emptiness. I have to be constantly busy. Otherwise, I'm going to feel the fear. That fear and panic of being empty has slowly subsided. I am more complete, and I am more whole, and I am able to take things on more as they come. See, I was the type that it was just like, I can't deal with this now. I can't deal with this now. I can't deal with this now. And I would just pile things up, whether it be papers or tasks or responsibility or emotional things that I had to think through because I didn't have the space within me. Long-term process, one layer at a time, one key on that combination lock at a time. Start looking at the progress and not how far you have to go. Look how far you're coming. Look at the work you're doing. The more we get into the pain and fear, the closer we get to freedom. And we're practicing. We're practicing getting used to feeling uncomfortable, putting ourselves in the uncomfortable situations, not being put into them without a choice. We're choosing to do this work because on the other side, there is peace waiting for you. You will find your process. I have my process. I try to explain it the best I can, but some things are just inexplainable. And the thing that is most inexplainable is the healing, the uncovering of that layer. How much that unlocks inside of you, how much space. It's almost like the dots are being connected without having to do the work. The things I find myself doing now, like I wake up and that fear kicks in and it's just like, but I really want to do this. But we've always been afraid. Yeah, but I'm not feeling afraid today. Yeah, but we've always been afraid. Like I get that voice that goes back and forth. And the fear voice had always won out. That voice will get quieter the more you face it. Just keep slowly pushing yourself a little bit out of that zone. Keep processing the things that you fear. Take care of what's in front of you. Try not to look so far ahead at the big picture. With that space you find within yourself, you're going to create a life. You're going to create your life. You are going to create the life that you want. You may have to lose everybody in your life and start over to do it. You may not, but you will create your life, your way. You have to create the space within you the freedom of choice, the freedom to choose, not the fear of dictation. The fear dictates who we are and what we will do and what we will not do. The more we erase our fears, the more space and the more freedom to create life, our life. So walk into that fear, feel it, absorb it, process it, be done with it, create space, and then get out there and start living your life your way. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right. Take care.